My name is Don Megatron, and I approve this message.
Bang Time Slap Cookie Tips, hosted by Chef Danny. Chef Danielle, bangtime.proflowradio.com.
Well, here at Snacky Check, there's a few rules.
Rule number one, the customer is always right.
Rule number two, keep it clean. Now, rule number three, good communication with the kitchen.
Black eyed peas, pick them up. Jello, pick it up.
Proflowradio.com.
See if I can reach my personal chef, man. Crazy. Emergency cooking.
What's up?
Hey, Chef Daniel, how you doing today?
Hey, Chef Danny in the house.
Right.
Chef Danny.
Yeah, Chef. I'm about to ask you a question about cooking, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in a dilemma because I had a date today, and but she's running late. She's got to like work over late at work, so I told her I could put this pizza together that we planned on doing tonight. So I got the ingredients to a pizza. I got an onion, I got a green pepper, I bought some sauce, bought some cheese, and I got the sauces that she told me to get. But I don't really know how to go about putting it together. Can you give me a brief description on how to put it together?
Okay, what kind of what kind of dough do you have?
I don't even know, man.
All right. Well, you have one or two things. You have either a dough that you roll out of the dairy section, one of those doughs, or you buy like a Boboli or Franchetta, something like that.
Okay, I saw a cheddar on the bag. I saw a cheddar on the wrapping, so that must be what I got.
Depends on how you want your vegetables cooked. You either cook them first, or you let them go straight raw. It's up to you.
What you mean, like put the whole onion in the pot? Just put it in there with the big green pepper?
It's up to you. What I'm saying is, one way or another, you're gonna have to dice everything up.
Okay, so I could dice it up first.
Not put the whole anything.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, be clear on that. So basically, dice no matter what, dice everything up first. I can pre-cook the vegetables if I want to, okay. Or I can put them in the oven when the pizza's cooking, right?
Right. Sometimes I just go ahead and put a little butter in a pan and saute the onions and peppers just a little bit because you don't want them, like, too...
Okay, I understand.
You don't want them too done.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you. So what about I think the meat is what's scaring me the most because how do you cook the meat?
Okay, whatever meat that you're going to do, pepperoni goes straight on the pizza without having to prepare it at all. Sausage, you're going to have to brown sausage in a pan and then drain it in the colander.
Okay.
And drain it to make sure all that grease, because you don't want all that grease on top of your pizza. The cheese has enough grease. Forever. you browning it. You don't want to overcook it because it's going to be in the oven. You just want to make sure it's brown, no pink to it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It.
Cool. And does it matter the order that you put the stuff on the pizza? Like, do I got to put the cheese on first? You said put the sauce on first.
Well, that's just depending on the kind of pizza, the kind of experience that you want. What I usually do is I put the sauce down first and then the cheese and a layer of meat and whatever topping and then another layer of cheese. But if you want a different, you know, some people put all the toppings in between the sauce and then have the cheese all on top. So it just depends on the way you like your pizza.
Okay. How do you do yours?
Oh, I do mine with a little bit of sauce down, a whole bag of cheese, my meat and my vegetables, and then a whole other layer of cheese over top of that.
What kind of cheese do you usually buy? Because I want to make sure I got the right kind.
Well, the way pizza cheese basically is... mozzarella and provolone mixed together. If you only have mozzarella, that is fine because that's what most of the restaurant chains use. just mozzarella, but I like to throw in a little provolone too because it melts really, really nice. This is the white cheese that melts really nice.
Cool, man. Awesome. I think I'm not as intimidated anymore with this whole project because I swear I told her I could do it, so now I'm about to do it. So I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Chef D and Danny, you know what I'm saying? Bangtime.proflowradio.com. We appreciate your input, you know what I'm saying? It's really important to us out here. Us men, we got to take over. We got to take back our dinner plate, you know? We got too dependent.
Well, it's really easy, though, because even if you have to do it individually, you can buy a bag of bagels, plain white bagels, and do the exact same thing with that.
For real?
Except it will be, fresh white bagels. You split them down the middle. That is, the half of your bagel is your pizza. So you just dress the top of the bagel. It'd be great. Throw it in the oven, get everything cooked. It's really, really easy. So that's an individual serving right there.
Awesome. Now that's what's up, because I can do that when she ain't around. I might need to do that for myself, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate
right,
that.
Right.
All right, cool, dude. I mean, you know, I'll be hitting you back up real soon for some more information, because I can't cook worth nothing. I might be good on the track, but I ain't good in the kitchen. So we're going to let Danielle do the max feed in the kitchen. We appreciate it, though.
That's great. I'll share all the time. That's what's up.
Cool. Cool, man. Bangtime.proflowradio.com.
Hit it up. Bye,
all right,
man.
All right.